Hey, what's going on, guys? Welcome to another episode of the PRA Podcast. I'm your host, as always, Sam. Really want to thank anybody who is listening and who is hearing these episodes. I really hope that they're helping. I've been through kind of these little ups and downs. And, of course, you know, as always, sporadically sort of posting here and there. I am working on it. I'm working on a lot of different things. And I'm working on just really getting my bearings and continuing to not let certain things get to me like I have. Like, it's really easy to just kind of be gung-ho for a while, and then you come to like these realizations, and then you start to grow impatient, and you start to really feel as though like things aren't going to pan out. But they are, you know, they are, as long as you keep in stride and you can take, you know, a second. I think one of the main things that I do a lot, and one of the main things that we as people do a lot, is just put a lot of pressure on ourselves. And sometimes it can even be like unneeded pressure, so to speak. And I've talked about that a little bit before, where like pressure, like almost like pressure from your, So it's almost like how pressure coming from within is going to be more so like imploding. But when you have pressure coming from the exterior, like from the outer parts of you, I feel like that's when we become diamonds, you know? And I really firmly believe that, because I feel like you can implode if you start to put too much pressure on yourself. But when you're getting pressured by others, or when you're getting pressured in certain situations, if you can pull through and you can come out in clutch, you know, then that really is what allows you to shine bright like a diamond. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. The only reason why I'm bringing this up, you know, I just got out of work. It's Monday night, and today, you know, I wasn't as productive as I really wanted to be, and I kept sitting there, you know, staring at the clock. And it's one of those things where you're staring and you're watching time go by, but and you know, and you realize all the things that you have to do, all the little things. And it's not even so much that those things are overwhelming, but it's, you almost get stuck in this weird analysis paralysis where you're sitting there viewing everything. You're sitting there wanting things to be a certain way, but you're not taking any action towards that. You're just thinking about the idea. You're just thinking about those things. And, you know, for me, I'm really big on momentum and discipline and all this stuff. And it's like, how can I not come to grips with the overall underlying reason as to why I'm not feeling so motivated, I'm not feeling so inspired? And you know, I was talking with one of my friends today, and it really seems to come down to, you know, just doing what you need to do, like not having a choice in the matter, realistically, having our backs against the wall. And I think that, you know, for me right now, I need to do it to where it's, you know, it's slowed down. Like, I think I'm just growing really impatient, and I want things to happen overnight, and I get anxiety ridden because things are not happening overnight, and I feel like I don't have a lot of time. But for some, like, but the thing is, like, when you feel like you have a lot of time and you're present within the moments that you have, you're being your full self, so you have all the full capabilities and potential. But when you're doing it from like this half-assed perspective, you're draining yourself of what could possibly happen. Like, you're not preparing yourself for the opportunity that could present itself as well. You're just preparing yourself for failure by not, you know, prepping and being the you that you need to be to see the outcome that you want. And I realize that that's one of the hardest things, is actually seeing the outcome. So one thing that I'm going to start working on really is, I started reading my book out loud in my group, so I'm going to continue to do that. You know, I'm going to try to do it like once a week or as often as I can, maybe just on my days off, I'll just read. And I'm going to start just trying to be more consistent with everything and continuing to like find that spark again and not really lose it entirely, but just continue to keep, you know, keep fighting and keep being strong. And, you know, for some odd reason, like, my depression has just really kicked in high gear lately, and I haven't really felt like, like I said, inspired. And so I'm just trying to do different things to help accommodate that. And I mean, it really just comes down to being very disciplined, being very poised in what is important to you, and really analyzing that and coming to a conclusion as to what really matters, like what's really important, what really is it that you're wanting to portray or put out into the world that you're wanting to get back as well. And doing it in a way that's not manipulative, but doing it in a way that's very genuine and very authentic, and just finding, you know, that part. And that's really kind of where I'm at right now. I felt like I found that like maybe 6 months ago, but given everything that's taken place, I think maybe I haven't given myself enough, like an adequate time to really come to grips with everything and process fully. And I think that I'm trying to cut it off, and I'm trying to like rush the process, and I think it's prolonging it in essence. So, you know, I think there's still a little bit of work to be done, but I'm still putting in that work so that way I can be the best me for me and anyone else in my life and in my world. But I really appreciate you guys, you know, sticking with this and really listening and giving me your feedback. And, you know, I love to hear that sometimes some of this stuff really helps, and it helps at least like resonate with you and make you feel like you're not alone, because that's the whole point here. But I appreciate you guys taking the time to listen. Don't forget to favorite the podcast. Don't forget to posting your stories if you guys do listen. Don't forget to post like a favorite part in particular if that is, you know, what you resonated with. And I just wanted to say good vibes, and I hope everybody had a wonderful day, a wonderful start to the week. You know, my week got started out a little slow, but now I'm going to try to build some momentum, try and really push through, and do it in a way that's real, and do it in a way that's natural, you know what I mean, and not forced. And I'm going to try and just be better with, you know, the posts, being more uplifting, more inspirational, and just continuing to help anybody that I can in any way that I can. Sort of make you feel like you can believe in yourself, because I know how it feels to feel like you don't have anyone in your corner. But good vibes, guys. I really appreciate you guys checking in. Don't forget to get the book on Amazon, Jericho's Journey, A Journey of Self-Discovery Through Progression. Don't forget to check out the music on SoundCloud, S. Martinez IV or Sam IV, either one. But good vibes. Potential Reach Aggression, PRA, you know, gratitude for today, momentum for tomorrow, energy for the world, empathy for others, and awareness for ourselves. Like I said, really appreciate every listen. Good vibes. Have a wonderful, good, amazing night, and I'll talk to you guys soon. Peace.